Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Kim Sainange, filling in for Mark this week and next week as Mark enjoys a really, hopefully, beautiful trip to Italy. In the meantime, Scott Jagow down the desk for me, filling in for me.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Carl Middleman and, of course, Sue Thomas has been helping all of you navigate any sort of traffic issues because we did have the storms that were rolling through overnight. Some of you may have woken up to the thunder and you saw the flashes
loud.
Of lightning. It was booming. I woke up at least 2 to 3 times overnight.
Me too.
And we know this is going to happen, but it's sadly already led to some crashes this morning and backups on the roadway.
Yeah, but hopefully no serious injuries.
No. And we've been watching as everything's been kind of unfolding with Oklahoma and Iowa, Nebraska, because they had tornadoes move through. Oklahoma had 4 people who were killed. Iowa had 1 person. And those videos are insane. If you just check social media and watch how close some people were getting to these massive funnels, it's insane. The storm chaser gig is something I would not be interested in. I get the appeal, the thrill of it, the adrenaline rush, but that is something I don't want to mess with.
As a reporter, producer, I have covered hurricanes, but they are so much more predictable than a tornado. I mean, you have hours, sometimes days, to know where a hurricane is going to land.
Yeah, when it will make landfall.
But a tornado, within seconds, can be here and then it's there.
But they also said because of the better detection, they saved lives in Nebraska and Oklahoma and Iowa.
Yeah, the technology really has helped in that department.
Well, I think the hardest thing, too, is when they are starting overnight, when a lot of people are sleeping and somehow they might not hear the sirens going off. I'm just not a deep enough sleeper. I would definitely hear it. But I know that's been an issue where, you know, people are just, you're not expecting it. You're asleep. So thinking about all those people, we have a lot going on. We have Antony Blinken. He's in the Middle East trying to convince Israel and Hamas to take a ceasefire deal, and we're waiting to see if he's going to make any sort of a comment. We have protests going on nationwide, including right here on Washington University's campus. We're going to get to all of that, but first, let's listen to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
So Joe Biden goes on this surprise interview with Howard Stern and says, oh, yeah, I'll debate Donald Trump. I just didn't know when or where.
I just want to say that I've invited Biden to debate. He can do it anytime he wants, including tonight. I'm ready. Here we are. I invited him to the courthouse.
Yeah, but Trump then later posted on Truth Social saying, does anyone really believe that Joe Biden is going to debate? No, he's not.
It's an attack on our states. It's an attack on our families. And it's an attack on our young women and girls. We will not stand for this in Oklahoma.
Thank you, Oklahoma. You just heard it there. The head of the education system in Oklahoma basically telling Joe Biden to take a hike when it comes to him rewriting the rules for Title IX tells the president you can basically shove it.
Do you think that Hamas should release the U.S. and Israeli hostages?
To be honest, I think that's like a little bit of a... I'm not sure I agree with the framing of that question.
That was a protester at Washington University over the weekend. Wrap your head around what was just said. Do you think they should release the hostages? Should Hamas have to release them? The question should be rephrased. I don't like the way that you frame that question. I'm sorry. How else would that question be reframed that would lead you to say, yes, the people who you didn't brutally murder or rape or basically burn alive, mm-hmm. that they shouldn't be released? That is absurd. I mean, those are the things that we're seeing playing out all over the country. We had about 100 or so people arrested over the weekend from Washington University's campus. But when you look at the breakdown of who was arrested, what I'm seeing is about 23 current students and 4 university employees.
Correct.
What does that tell you?
That means, do my math, 73 people.
Thank you. Math is hard. That's why we're in this field.
73 people are not affiliated with the campus.
Right. And they could be from SLU. They could be from local high schools. But I have to imagine that a lot of them are coming from other parts of the country. And this is almost like their job.
A presidential candidate was there.
Thank you.
And the aldermanic president was there.
Yes.
So leaders.
Dr. Jill Stein, she's the Green Party presidential candidate. She was among the 100 or so people arrested. Her campaign manager said she was invited to attend that protest. And then Megan Green
sent out
was
invitations?
Also there.
Really?
You are cordially invited to Washington University. Beverages
like
will be provided.
Calligraphy.
I think there was like a threefold fancy. You had to like send back what kind of dish you wanted.
In an envelope,
you know, would you
with
like
a rose.
Chicken or beef after the protest?
Yeah.
You think it was an open bar?
Yeah, open snacks. I know they had open snacks because Megan Green said that the protesters were just peacefully snacking when
Give
police
me a
arrived.
Break.
That's what she said.
What were they eating? Mushrooms? Because I don't understand how you can possibly, if you look at the videos from what happened on WashU's campus, at one point, by the way, they were asked to leave multiple times from private property. Washington University is private.
Exactly.
They have every right to tell people you cannot be there. And they refused to leave, even though they were told multiple times. They were setting up camps, like tents, and marching and chanting and saying things that were not appropriate. You've heard all people saying death to America at a lot of these protests across the country. And then the police are trying to arrest them when they refuse to leave. And they're all locking arms and yelling, hold the line, hold the line.
Right. The whole locking of arms thing. I get what you're saying. And the fact that police came in, they were already told to leave multiple times before that. That's the problem I have with it. Have your protest. But then when you're told to leave multiple times, leave the private property or this is going to happen. And they just entrenched themselves, you know, making things worse. And so that's what happens.
Yeah. There was a viral video you should look at from Emory University in Georgia. And the guy refuses to leave. And so the officer straight up picks up the guy and like a baby, like cradling him and just walks him off. I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I applaud the St. Louis police, the St. Louis County police, any sort of department, because you said there were 6 departments who were helping.
Yeah, they were helping the campus police.
Thank you to those officers. We know 3 of them were injured, including a severe concussion and a broken finger. Thank you to all of you who dealt with that. I have a lot of negative things to say, if I'm being honest, about some of the things WashU has done, but I appreciate them saying this is ridiculous. You know, you're claiming this is peaceful. It's not. We're putting an end to this because too many campuses are trying to bend the knee to these pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist, if you will, groups.
As we talked about earlier, I don't think they even realize, I don't think they're very knowledgeable about the situation, because we had somebody being asked a question earlier, a protester, and they were saying, well, I wish I was more educated about it. I really don't know. So then what are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just protesting to protest.
Yep.
And they get a lot of information from social media, TikTok and things like that. And they're just being that's fueling their anger. And they're probably already angry. There's enough to be angry about in the world. And then they're just taking it out on this subject. And it comes across as anti-Jewish. That's Jewish people are afraid to be on these campuses.
If you said death to blacks, death to gay people, that would be shut down so fast. But somehow if you want to say death to Israel, that's completely fine. These kids should not be scared for their lives. It's disgusting that some of these colleges like USC are shutting down. And those students who were deprived of a graduation 4 years ago because of COVID aren't going to get one again because of these crazy pro-terrorist protesters who don't even know why they're protesting. If you ask them what the river to the sea means, I guarantee you half of them couldn't even tell you. So that's who we're dealing with right now. Coming up after the break, we have Jesse Jane Duff. I want to get her opinion about Biden saying, yeah, I'm going to debate Trump. You just tell me where and when.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
St. Louis is home for conservative talk.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. Yeah. I'm happy to debate him.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
All right, Jesse Jane Duff on the line with us this morning. And Jesse Jane, what do you think? Will Joe Biden actually debate Donald Trump? Jesse, can you hear us? All right, we're going to work on getting Jesse Jane Duff because I want to get her opinion on what Donald Trump now is saying in response to that. He's saying, oh, yeah, you know,
okay,
I'll
debate.
Oh, you're there. Okay. Hey,
So
I have to get your opinion on this. You heard on the Howard Stern interview, yes, Joe Biden say that he plans to introduce or rather debate Donald Trump.
Yes.
It's just a matter of when or where. Do you think he actually will?
Oh, I think everybody knows that that's not going to happen. You know, he's just kicking the can down the road because Joe Biden really struggles, as we all know he does, with having any conversation that's off the cuff. If it's not scripted, and heck, even with the scripted ones, he can't even follow the script. We all just heard him say 4 more years, pause, out loud, reading what the script tells him to do, pause. And this is the way the teleprompters are quitting. I mean, across the country, teleprompters don't want to work for him anymore. Won't read the script.
They're going
to
go on strike.
Yeah, they're all on strike now. But, I mean, it's just absolutely obvious to every single voter. I don't even want to say Americans. Voters, those who are getting out there to vote, know that this man doesn't have the competency to be able to debate Donald Trump.
Yeah. Did you see the new CNN poll that has Trump with his biggest lead yet? It has him at 49%, Biden at 43%. But then when you add in the third party candidates, Trump's lead grows even bigger.
Oh, yeah. You know, the thing is with RFK, I know there were a lot of conservatives out there that weren't necessarily warm to Donald Trump, so they were waiting to see who RFK's running mate would be. And he went with the far leftist who doesn't support the police, supports criminals, supports illegal immigration, wants people to be able to take in illegals into their homes. You know, very radical ideology, along with her climate change that'll have us all in an electric car for, you know, a scooter car over the next 5 years. You know, conservatives were like, well, we're back to Donald Trump. You know, what I would dare to say is some conservatives I've heard were concerned about who his VP is going to be, and that was going to be their litmus test. I said, how many VPs have become president? Not a whole lot of them. I mean, Joe Biden was simply anointed because we know this, that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama needed somebody to cover up their dirt. We know now that many of the documents that they were trying to seize out of Mar-a-Lago had something to do with what went on during Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Now, let's think about that. They really needed to cover up their own business. What they weren't banking on was that Joe Biden was going to get exposed for the 12 LLCs where he was filtering money to his family members from all these foreign adversaries, millions upon millions of dollars. And they certainly weren't thinking Hunter Biden was going to come out of the woodwork because they had squashed that New York Post story. You know, the house of cards are falling. And shame on Jill Biden. I ultimately blame her. She can see exactly what's happening to her husband. Anybody who's ever had a family member with Alzheimer's, dementia, any sort, you know, for you to prop them up like this, like it's Weekend at Bernie's, is just tragic.
No, I agree. I don't understand what his family is thinking, that this is a good idea to try to run again.
Power.
Yeah, that's it.
It's power.
I saw that Trump met privately with Ron DeSantis in Miami. I think it was yesterday. My understanding is that meeting was basically DeSantis saying, oh, yeah, I'll help you with fundraising efforts. Do you think there could be more happening there?
Well, I don't think that he's going to be a VP set pick because, one, they're both residents of Florida, number one. Number two, they broke bread. I dare to say that Donald Trump can turn around and support DeSantis for his future endearments. But at the same time, what happened? Donald Trump was very, very upset with the mere fact that DeSantis had turned on him, rightfully so. And there was a lot of behind-the-scenes conversations that I've been privy to or heard about that created that debacle where, you know, people thought Trump was being too mean-hearted. No, 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 no. So I dare to say they broke bread, because this is our nation that's at stake. This is our republic at stake. This isn't just, oh, it'll go to a Democrat, it'll keep business as usual. A lot of people bought into that with Joe Biden. I'll tell you one thing, despite all the election irregularities, despite all that, the people who did actually vote for Joe Biden thought they were going to have those same Trump policies in place. Because keep in mind, the economy was good, gas prices were low, there were no new wars. All Joe Biden had to do was keep everything in place. They thought he was just going to be kinder and gentler. They didn't realize he was going to reverse everything.
Yep.
People do not vote for what you already gave them. They vote for what you're going to do. So guess what's on the table again? The border. What did Donald Trump win on in 2016? The border. And not only that, now it's border 5.0,
yep,
because Joe Biden's allowed so many illegals in.
Amen
so
to that, Jesse
Jane. All the
issues
Donald Trump had are back on the table.
Jesse Jane Duff, thank you as always for your time.
All right, motivators, take the hill. It's going to be a long week.
All right. Have a good rest of your day. We'll talk to Jesse Jane again next Monday. After the break, Tom Ackerman is in studio. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Making radio great again. The Mark Cox Morning Show. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show on St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
The great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman in studio with us now, and I have to tell you that earlier Scott Jagow was saying that baseball might be the new hockey after a guy was hit in the face with a bat. I mean, there were all kinds of stories you had.
Yeah, there was a guy hit with a bat last night at Fenway Park, a fan, and then a pitcher for the Brewers got hit with a line drive during batting practice right in the throat.
And Tyler O'Neill, right?
O'Neill had to get 8 stitches. This is all in the last few days.
It's a violent sport.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Be careful out there. At least they have the netting up that reduces a lot of that. Think about back in the day when they had no netting and those balls were just flying into the crowd, bats flying into the crowd. Be careful out there.
I cannot imagine that. Speaking of baseball, the Cardinals had a small little winning streak and then not so much.
Yeah,
after.
They've won now back-to-back series. They beat Arizona. They beat the Mets. I think it was a good series. It was a bad, bad loss the way it ended. Both teams struggled to drive in runners in scoring position. The Mets were actually 0-15 before Harrison Bader drove in a run in the 11th. And then Mark Vientos hits the home run off Matthew Liberatore. Liberatore was tough. He went out there and pitched strong. You know, the bullpen was pretty taxed over the last couple of days. Great Cardinals bullpen. I mean, you got to talk about the first two games and how the bullpen was just lights out and won two games for them. The Cardinals' biggest problem still is not able to score runs. You know, Lance Lynn pitched a great game yesterday, doesn't get rewarded for it, and the bullpen has been pretty good by and large, and they just haven't been able to score. The Cardinals have scored 100 runs in their 28 games. That's not very good. So they've got to figure out how to pick up more runs. That said, you know, the NL Central, you could look at it one of two ways. You could say that they missed a chance to gain ground on the NL Central because everybody lost in the division yesterday. But the Cardinals lost the game, and they're still only 4.5 games out of first. It's my belief that the Cardinals will absolutely be in the running for this division title. I wouldn't worry about it. I'd just concentrate on it is a long season and the offense eventually will turn. Because, Kim, the rest of the division is not all that great. Milwaukee is falling back to earth. I think the Cubs are interesting. They got creamed on Saturday. They got lost 17-0 to the Diamondbacks on Saturday. The Brewers got shellacked yesterday by the Yankees 15-5.
Jeez.
It's not a great division. You know, the Reds are okay. They're exciting and young. Pirates eventually fall back to earth. They're in fourth place, and there sit the Cardinals, who I think have the best roster of the five. So it is just a matter of waiting and hoping that they can turn the tide offensively, because I think the pitching's there. I mean,
yep.
John Mozeliak gets criticized every day. I mean, you know, John Mozeliak is this, that. Mozeliak, you have to admit, builds a pretty good bullpen here. I mean, Romero, Kittredge, and Helsley is a heck of a 1-2-3 punch. Kittredge for Palacios, I think they won that trade. And you don't win a lot of trades with the Rays. I think they've won that. And they haven't even we haven't even seen an inning out of Keenan Middleton yet. They add him to the bullpen. Good luck beating the Cardinals after the sixth or seventh inning. So if the starters keep doing their thing and going deep into games and setting up the bullpen, I think the Cardinals will be fine if they hit. Mm-hmm. Defense is great. Base running's fine. I think they've got to hit. Get everybody healthy, too.
Yeah, I forgot about Keenan Middleton because he's one of the newest players for the Cards, right?
Yeah. So I'm giving you, you know, a little bit of optimism here, of course, but I think it's real. I think the Cardinals' bullpen really is good. And so, you know, you've got to get Goldschmidt, who's starting to show his signs of coming back. He's still a productive guy. I mean, he's healthy. He's out there swinging away and trying to find his swing. And you're starting to see that hard contact, that barrel out of him again. Arenado's been really good. Contreras has been absolutely fine. I think Gorman's starting to turn the corner a little bit. You've got to get those core guys producing for you, and if they do, the Cardinals will be pretty tough. I'm not nearly ready to say that the Cardinals aren't a contender. They are in the mix as far as I'm concerned.
You know who's killing it? The Battle Hawks. Have you gone to a game, Scott?
Not this season.
No, yet. I'm ready to get to that championship game at the Dome when they fill it. They're the best team in the UFL. They killed the Defenders yesterday. Beat them 45-12. How crazy was that? They had never beaten DC.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big win.
And D.C. had never lost at home.
Wow.
A lot of empty seats in these UFL games, except for St. Louis. Yeah. But they went in and smacked them around. They forced four turnovers, and they won the ball game, 45-12. So, yeah, Battle Hawks are the real deal.
They've only lost one game, we were saying, this whole season.
They won four in a row. They lost the opener. They won four in a row.
And that first one was a last-second loss.
64-yard field goal.
Yeah, that's right. It took a 64-yarder to beat them. So, yeah, just, you know, let's just hope that they can get to that championship game at the Dome, because that would be the story of the UFL. That, and it would make national news. St. Louis lost its NFL team, and look at them now.
Yeah.
They'll fill that place if they get the championship game at the Dome. And if the Battle Hawks are in that, that's where they're playing it this year, whether the Battle Hawks are in it or not.
Mm-hmm.
The Dome is the site. Imagine that. What that would be like. Incredible stuff on national TV.
Yep. I know. Well, I've been meaning to go to a game.
Yeah, do it.
I haven't gone to a city game either, and I feel like, now, you know, I get irritated that soccer can tie. That just does not.
I know that irritates
well
you, but it is
me.
Part. It's
but it
part
is.
Of
I
it.
Get it. It's yeah. part of it. I don't like it.
Hockey used to do it. Yeah. Carl Teller.
I've heard this argument too.
Yeah. You get
that's
a point.
Charity that's silly.
Point. Okay,
as Mark would say, that's silly season in America.
In hockey, that was always respected. Hard-earned point for the boys. We got a point. Now
they do a skills competition. To
yeah, and now they do a shootout, and everybody's okay with that. But soccer ties, and we're all crushing soccer. I don't know, man.
Would you like to end a game on penalty kicks?
No. No.
Really, why not?
Not after all that.
But those are exciting.
Like, guess which way the ball is going to go?
Yep.
You know,
I thought it was a higher chance of a penalty kick that you were going to get, like a 70% chance you were going to score. Am I making that up? Probably.
It's probably, I'm going to guess 70, 75%, maybe even higher than that. I'm not in favor of that at all. I think it's, if you end up in a draw in a soccer match after all that they do running around that whole time, then you have to settle on penalty kicks, which you have to anyway in the postseason, I guess. Yeah. But
hockey doesn't do that, though, in the postseason. They
play until the game's over.
Now, people might not like that because you're going to be there later than you're anticipating, and you want to stay because that's when the game's really good.
I think the hockey fans like it.
Yes, they do.
Just an excuse to throw down a few more beers at home and
double
watch the
overtime.
Game. But get to a city game, get to a Battle Hawks. We got a lot of great sports to take in right around here. I mean, right here in the city. No city that I know of that has all the venues crammed in like this all in one spot.
Yeah.
From Chaffetz to City Park to Enterprise Center to Busch Stadium to the Dome to the Worldwide Technology Raceway, all like 10 minutes from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good stuff.
Go ahead.
Do you need to take off?
No, I got a couple more minutes.
Let's just stay the whole time.
What's going on? How are you guys doing down here?
The odds makers now say that Kansas City is the leading contender for repeating a Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say as long as they have Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, they did fine in the draft, but that doesn't impact it as much. I know they added a speedy receiver and all of that stuff, but I would say as long as they have Mahomes and that offense drawn up, their defense is really good too. Everybody wanted, they got a lot of calls about Steve Spagnuolo, but he's going nowhere. Mm-hmm. Their defensive coordinator, former Rams coach, didn't work out so well here, but he's found it's what he's, his calling is to be a defensive coordinator. And I think they're a really, really great team. I mean, I guess I'd pick them to be the favorite.
I feel like Scott, there was so much momentum around their team,
I like your Bills,
though.
But they got to show me that they can get it done in the postseason. I'm trying to think of somebody else that would be above the Chiefs.
It was
Well,
LA.
It was the Niners. No, it was 49ers.
Yeah, 49ers are really good. Yeah, I could see that for sure. Yeah.
But they got a fast receiver. The question is, can he catch? Because last year that was the problem for the Chiefs receivers, even though they won the Super Bowl.
That is a big part of football.
Yeah.
You know who the 49ers got, don't you? My man. Cody Schrader.
Oh, yeah. No, Cody Schrader, I mean, just absolutely killed it at Mizzou.
Undrafted.
I love that.
So here we go again.
Yep.
Everybody's doubting Cody Schrader doesn't get drafted. 49ers weren't stupid. They went right in there.
He's like a Cinderella story. I'm sure he wouldn't like me saying that, but truly, I mean, I love the backstory leading up to his success, and I think that's what makes you want to follow him even more.
I always say this in sports. High-character athletes, high-character people, are the biggest overachievers. They're going to give you everything that they have. And he is a high character young man with incredible talent. He delivers punishment after he gets hit, and he has good burst, but mostly he's just a team guy. And I think he's going to fit in well with the 49ers.
That's awesome.
They will not regret that. That's
good
a good signing.
I'm so happy.
He's probably
for
the perfect
Cody
backup for McCaffrey.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. And, you know, SEC's leading rusher. It doesn't hurt. Not like he ran through some no-name school. I mean, this guy has been running through SEC defenses for the last year. So, yeah, it's a good signing for the 49ers. I'm really happy for him. It'll be fun to track all the Tigers, but including Cody Schrader at San Francisco.
I love that. Love it, love it, love it. Hey, Tom, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Good to see you guys, and have a good one. I'm going to head back down the hall.
You have to sprint down the hall back to KMOX.
Yeah,
I don't know how he does it. All of a sudden, he's here, and like 30 seconds later, he's on KMOX. I'm telling you, I'm going to get you a pair of those tennis shoes that have the little wheels that
Heelys.
Pop out. Is that what they are? Heelys?
Heelys.
You want some Heelys, Tom?
Yeah.
They're real stylish.
I like
that. We'll hook you up with a pair. Coming up after the break, I found this crazy video that was shown to a group of elementary school students, elementary, I emphasize, in Georgia to try to promote LGBTQ inclusivity. Coming up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
I'm Kim St. Anjan for Mark. And over the commercial break, Scott Jago was like, I just found the pee-stained pants, the jeans that we were talking about earlier when we were chatting with Nicole Murray in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yes, this is a product that has come out that, I don't know what the word is, makes it look like you peed your pants.
It does. That's the only way you can describe it. And they're going for how much?
And they're $600.
Are you insane?
Why would you? Someone would have to pay me $600 to wear those things. Why would anyone think those are fashionable? Please tell me, because they're on runways.
I mean, people are weird. I don't know.
Why? Oh, my gosh. Some of these fashion shows, I'm not like an avid watcher of fashion shows, but if I ever see pictures, I'm like, that's not even remotely cute.
Yeah, I mean, the runway things, the runway shows, they wear things that no one would ever wear. But
right.
It's fashion, man.
Fashion, man. It's like the artists we were talking about. They wear these crazy outfits, and somehow it's acceptable because they're on a stage and they're performing. And if you walked out in a bubble costume or whatever the case may be, it's like that. Yes, that is stylish. You go. It's like, I'm sorry, I go to museums and I look at some of the art and I'm like, that's only up there because it's painted by a famous artist.
It is
funny. I could do that.
It is funny how on stage it looks normal. But if they walked into a Starbucks wearing that.
Out of context, no. Okay, I have to share this video that I found. This was a video that was shown to fourth graders at this elementary school in Georgia. And I'm going to try to describe this to you because it depicts a dog who thinks he's a cat. And they're showing it to try to promote LGBTQ inclusivity and acceptance. So this video, think like the Muppets or something like that. It's two dogs having a conversation with like a rooster or something like that. Listen to this conversation.
He thinks he's a cat.
Yeah. He's over there talking about yarn, purring, woof, and licking.
Well, that's okay, isn't it?
I think you should talk to him.
About what?
Well, about being more like a dog.
Gulliver, you're really struggling with this.
It's weird.
It's not weird, just different.
Hmm?
I couldn't ask Barry to change who he is. That would make him really sad.
Yeah, but...
Gulliver, accepting people for who they are is a very important skill.
Oof.
We accept you for who you are.
Oof. That's different. I'm a dog who acts like a dog. That's normal.
Not normal, just more common.
No. That dog, by the way, was talking to a human, like a girl who was sitting on a park bench trying to say that she needed to have a conversation with the dog that thinks it's a cat. Just so you guys know, it's not loving to tell a lie. It's not loving to let someone believe that they're if it's a human that they think they're a dog and let them, you know, eat dog food and roll around on the ground like we've seen some people doing. Seriously, these like furries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the furries.
It is not loving for you to tell your child if they're a boy that who thinks that he is a girl. It's not loving to let them live out that lie. And I think that's part of the problem. They like to sit there and say, that's not right. That's not appropriate. You shouldn't be doing that. That's not inclusive. No. These are fourth graders they were showing that video to.
And that dog's voice was creepy.
That's what you fixated on? Yes. The creepy dog's voice?
Yeah. Dogs don't talk either. So that's not
it identifies as a talker. Who are you to sit there and say that, Carl? That's not loving.
Would you
like to issue the dog an apology?
Not at all.
Okay. Maybe tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, we're done for the day. Of course, you're going to have Brian Kilmeade coming up next, Annie Fry, Mark Reardon, and then Carl, Scott, and I, we're going to be back here tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. We'll see you then.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.